Hello, testing. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. My name is Taylor, and I am recording a podcast.
Ooh, it's about to get juicy in here.
Hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with me, myself, and I. Oh, gotcha. I feel like that's kind of like my intro. Like, hey guys, welcome back to TK's Juicy Pod. I'm here today with blank insert awesome guest. I feel like an intro is kind of important only because it like sticks and it has a ring to it. Not that mine is special. I'm really trying to get to me loving Lauren Elizabeth's intro, which she kind of like... It went on like a little hiatus for a little bit, I feel like. I don't know, Lauren. Please be on my podcast. We need to work this out, okay? But I'm just like a big Lauren Elizabeth stan. What can I say? Anyway, she has this amazing... Lauren Elizabeth is this YouTuber. If you don't know who she is, I don't even know why you're listening to my podcast. Like, go watch her stuff. Anyway, she has this intro where it's like, hello, beautiful people of the internet. I'm Lauren a bit... Oh, God, I messed it up. It's like... Hello, beautiful human beings of the internet. I'm Lauren Elizabeth, and today we're blah, 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 blah. And then she has the, like, little beep, and then it goes into the video. It's really cute. I don't know why I like it so much, but it just has a ring to it, right? Anyways, I've just wasted a lot of time talking about Lauren Elizabeth, even though I love her. Let's get into this podcast. Yo, okay. I think I'm going to title this podcast Influencers versus Influential People. And the reason why is because I totally stole this from this new guy I'm following and I'm obsessed with. His name's Charlie. And let me just go to his IG real quick so I can give you correct info if you want to follow. He's literally just Charlie on Instagram. Like, he has the blue check mark. Go check him out. It's literally Charlie. And it says, like, in his Instagram, Charlie... quote, Rocket Jabbly. I hope I'm not mispronouncing it because I really want him on my podcast. Charlie, please be on my podcast. I know you're all about, trust me, I've listened to 5. I wrote this down in my notes because I'm like taking notes now, which really isn't out of the ordinary. Like, I have gazillions of notebooks. You know when like your mom or like someone gives you a notebook as a gift, or you buy a notebook because you're like, oh my gosh, I need this for like taking notes in art class or something random like that, where you normally never use a notebook. Like, I use these notebooks, but not for art class. Primarily, I always take a notebook. And if I don't take a notebook to church, I take notes in my phone. But also, people are big into like meditating. Like, Skinny Confidential is like all about meditating using her like Headspace app, which I haven't tried out. I've just like heard her talk about it a gazillion times. But my form of meditation and like really kind of either hyping myself up or like getting out of a funk, or, you know, just getting my thoughts out of my head, is really going to the journal, which is weird because I'm not a writer. It's not like, for instance, Katie Bellotti, who I really admire in the podcasting world because she's just like killing it, to say the least. She, to me, is such a writer. She's so poetic and really just essentially beautiful with her words. Like, she has a way with words, and she also has this like writer's voice. It's very like, I don't know. I can't even try to like mimic it because it's so good and beautiful and inspiring, and it's just so poetic. But I write in like bulletproof form. So the way, what am I saying? Bulletproof? Okay, like, I like bulletproof coffee, but good God, in bullet form. So what I do is I like write down a title, for instance. I'm like looking at my pages right now, and then I'll either make like a number list or I'll like write in bullets. Like, for instance, the other morning I got up at like literally like 5:30 or 6, and I put I am dot dot dot, and then I wrote 15 things that I am. So like the first thing I put is I am an incredible friend. And I know that sounds weird, but like, I was having a morning where like I really wanted to write affirmations about myself and also write like a gazillion other things. So that was for that list. The next list is I am grateful for dot dot dot. So then I put my first thing is I am grateful for my family. I did 11 things like that because that's 11 filled up the page. And then I put I will dot dot dot. And literally the number one thing is I will be in the best shape of my life in 2019, which we are working on. Mama got up this morning and did her 20 minute transform 20 workout. And then also I ran 3 miles, which was awesome because normally I don't run 3 miles after my workout. And normally my workout takes 30 minutes because, like, let's be honest, I take some breaks in between. Some, like, water breaks, some, like, I need to, like, act like I'm checking my Insta, but really I'm, like, out of shape and out of breath. So I need to, like, look at my phone. And then the next list. So, like, this one morning, it was, I even have the date. I'm really big on writing the dates too because I'm big on, like, remembering the specifics, like, why I was in this state, what I was feeling, and I don't know why I'm like this. So it was 129, January 29th, 2019. So I am dot, dot, dot. I'm grateful for dot, dot, dot. I will dot, dot, dot. And short-term girls dot, dot, dot. So I put, I will get to this certain amount of pounds and buy new running shoes. By the way, this isn't like, oh, I'm going to lose 50 pounds and then buy new, like, Nike Air Force Ones. Like, it's not that. It's like, I will get to, like, it's literally right now I have to lose 5 pounds, which is totally doable, and I, let's be honest, like, I need to do it. So I'm rewarding myself with new tennis shoes because I've been needing new running shoes. I mean, they're on the brink of having, like, a hole and, like, my toe, like, falling out mid-run, so it's totally doable. And then the next page, which Charlie also inspired me, was 100 podcasts I will be on. So I started writing those. I want to find a bunch of other, like, smaller podcasters. So if you have any recommendations, please let me know, because I'm trying to get on other people's podcasts as well as have other people on mine. Good God, I'm just already, I'm already running out of breath. That sound is my 1.5 liter Fiji bottle. I got this at Trader Joe's and I just keep refilling it because, like, I want people to think I'm bougier than I am. You may be thinking, Taylor, how do you drink 1.5 liters of water a day? Well, actually, I drink 3 normally. So I drink 2 full bottles of those, pretty much at least, I would say. And the only reason how is, one, in the morning, it's really crucial to start early. But secondly, is a life hack to get the 0-calorie Crystal Light squeezy bottle things. So right now I'm having the strawberry lemonade. So literally, like, this big Fiji bottle is, like, bright pink, which, like, who doesn't love a little pink in their life? And it tastes delicious. And I mean, it says it's 0-cal, so I'm going to trust that. And my pee is still clear, so that's great. But I don't know, it really helps me. Fun fact, it helps me drink my water, and, like, if I'm not feeling water, I also drink just plain water without the Crystal Light, but it's sometimes fun to add a little splash of Crystal Light in there, of, you know, strawberry lemonade. That's what I'm drinking right now. Fun fact, bring Crystal Light packets. Always have them on handy in your purse. I carry a Pop and Suki purse with my name on it so no one can steal it, and it's, like, the perfect size to, like, go to bars and stuff, and I can throw it in my, like, big Marc Jacobs bag. I'm honestly not a big purse person, so I feel like one day I'll, like, save up and, like, splurge on a Louis Vuitton or, like, a Gucci bag when I, like, legitimately can afford it. But right now I'm just rocking my Pop and Suki. I'm fine with that, and I have my Crystal Lights in the Pop and Suki for when specifically I'm out and people are drinking and I don't want to gain weight. So I order a vodka water like every other white girl in LA. And I whip out my Crystal Light packet, and all of a sudden it's like I'm the one human on the beach with bread, and, like, the seagulls are flying towards me because, like, all the girls around me are like, oh my God, can I have some? Because it makes your vodka water taste like juice. It's great. So, life hack. Actually, one of my old bosses taught me that. So, shout out to you. But seriously, like, try it. It'll change your life. I prefer, like, lemonade or, like, pink lemonade, or what's the other one? It's like strawberry lemonade or, like, raspberry lemonade. I don't know. They're all good. It's, like, better than just plain vodka. So do yourself a favor and do that. Now that Crystal Light has basically sponsored this podcast and I haven't gotten any money from it, shout out Crystal Light, please sponsor me. Yeah, well, let's get into, like, what I was actually going to talk about. Back to Charlie. So I wrote a bunch of notes for this podcast because I feel like I did my first solo podcast a while ago, and I just did it, like, with no preparation. I did it from the polls, and I liked it because it was so raw and authentic, but I wanted to be more structured this time. So I made a plan, and I feel like going the extra mile is always worth it. No one ever says, like, oh crap, I shouldn't have gone the extra mile. So I found this Charlie guy who I've been raving about for the past whatever minutes amount of time. I found him through a friend that I follow. Shout out Sam Norton. He reposted Charlie's Instagram onto his story. And I even responded to Sam and I was like, oh my gosh, this is awesome. And Sam was like, you have to listen to his podcast. And I was like, done. So then I obviously went to Creep on Charlie, and he had this amazing, 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 first of all, his profile is very like already motivating, and it makes me want to follow him. So props to you, Charlie, for doing that. But secondly, he does these expo board things where he explains pretty much complicated things in the most kindergarten easy way. He draws it out so that it makes sense, one, in your head, and it could also make sense to like a kindergartner, which I love. And who else is really good at this is Casey Neistat, and I want to be good at this. This is how I learn, and this is how I want to teach, honestly. I want to get my thoughts out like this. The way that he has this written out is a lot how my brain works. So that caught my eye. And the first thing said, influencers versus influential people. I'm also really big on like using color to like highlight and make things stand out. Like when I write a card to people, I normally use different colors to underline things or accentuate things. And that's what he did in this, and he used red, which obviously is my favorite color. So influencers versus influential people is big in all caps in red. And then he has this T and it's a chart. And on one side under the influencers section, it says, I am perfect. Follow me. I am rich. Follow me. I am so successful. Follow me. I am nothing like you. Follow me. That is under the influencer category. Under the influential people category is Michael Jordan. I was cut from my high school basketball team. Oprah. I struggle with my weight. The Rock. I had $7 left in my bank account. Steve Harvey. I slept in my car for 3 years. I am just like you. Follow me. And then Charlie wrote underneath that, it's time to start being honest on social media. At Charlie, like smart, putting your at. So this one stood out to me because I'm so heavily immersed into like the influencer community. Like I love following influencers. I love my friends that are influencers. I love quote unquote trying, let's be honest here. Like I sometimes try to be an influencer. Like I would love to be an influencer. So I don't know. I'm so in this digital space. So this really rung a bell to me. And it kind of like struck home because I feel like I just related to it so much. I get a lot of my motivation from following people and following influencers and listening to their podcasts. And, you know, that's why they influenced me to start my own podcast. People like Gary Vee and The Skinny Confidential. Like, I love their podcast. I wake up and literally my morning routine, which I'm going to do a whole podcast on my morning routine, but because it's pretty crazy and pretty specific now. But I wake up and I put on a influential person's podcast. So that way it's constantly motivating me even when I don't want to be motivated. That's the only time I get on my phone is to put on someone else's podcast that I know will motivate me. So I'm very like particular with the title. Like if it's about like what happened on The Bachelor last night, like that's not the type of podcast I'm listening. I love those podcasts, but I'm not listening to that in the morning. And by the way, The Skinny Confidential gave me that tip. I'm not gonna take the credit for that. Let's give credit where credit is due. Okay, with that being said, I became so infatuated with this expo board post that Charlie posted. And I reposted it on my story. He immediately responded with a DM and was like, thanks so much, or something really nice, which is awesome because I love it when people are active. It shows that they're really engaging and they care about their following, which Gary Vee is really big on that, like to care about the people who follow you and how important it is to care about the 10 people that actually give a crap about you, to respond to the 10 people that commented, other than focusing on the people who don't give a crap about you. I really, really strive to have good engagement on social media because I think it means more than, I would rather have small amount of followers with really engaged following than a crap ton of followers with no engagement. So after seeing this expo board, I reposted it. Charlie DM'd me. I'm trying to get him on my podcast. So I don't know if any of you follow him, but definitely follow him and comment on his photos or tweet him that he needs to be on my podcast, because I'm like have it as a mission. He's going to be on my podcast. I'm going to manifest it. I will challenge you, Charlie, and that's all I'm going to say right now, because hopefully by now you've agreed to doing it. Please DM me. Anyway, so we DM'd for a second and then I got to listening to his podcast. It's crazy. He literally posted this yesterday and I've already listened to 5 podcasts, which podcasts are generally like 30 minutes to an hour, or that's what his are about. And so that's almost like 5 hours of his podcast that I've already listened to, which I think is kind of a lot. But I was listening to it while I was running. I was listening to it while I was walking. I was listening to it while I was getting ready. Anytime I'm like cleaning, doing house stuff, or in a funk, I put on a podcast. And thank God his was motivating. I thought it was really interesting. Just, it really stood out to me, his expo board, and it was very Casey Neistat-like of him. So anyway, I've been really into this guy. I've been trying to consume all of his like valuable knowledge that he's learned from his life, his journey, his growing up. I think I really love watching and listening to people's stories and how they got to where they are. I think it's really important, and a lot of people can take a lot of value from it and learn from those people's mistakes. At least I try to do that. And then it made me think, I love my juicy relationship poll questions. It got me thinking, like, if I only listen to motivational podcasts in the morning, or people that hype me up or get me excited or get me out of my funk, I want to be producing content that's going to get people out of their funk or get them excited or get them hyped up or motivated. Like, how cool would that be to be the person's podcast to go to when someone needs to get out of a funk or needs to get motivated? Nothing sounds more hot or attractive or sexy, if you will, to me than that. So I started thinking, I was like, you know what? I mean, this is TK's Juicy Pod, and it will forever be juicy. And because I'm just like a little bit juicy all the time, you know what I mean? But I love my juicy relationship questions, and I will forever do those relationship polls. But these kind of motivational podcasts are what turn me on, get me excited, get me going through the day, and get me high on life. And why the heck am I not doing that? You know what I mean? What really stood out to me the most about this expo board is the thing at the bottom that Charlie said, and it's, I am nothing like you versus I am just like you. So the influencers is I am nothing like you, and the influential people is I am just like you. So then I made a list. I started thinking, I am nothing like you. And I started thinking of the things on Instagram. What stood out to me about the I am nothing like you section, I started writing down things that I don't relate to on people on Instagram that make me feel insecure, weird, or sad about myself. So then I started writing down body, which I have circled and it's in all caps, skin, money, clothes, travel / extravagant trips, and fun, with a bunch of underlines underneath it. So for me, the number one thing that stands out to me on Instagram that I feel like people portray a false reality of is people's bodies. It's funny that like majority of the people I feel like that have a lot of followers have like these incredible sought after bodies with like, let's be honest here, like I want that body. The reality is that I wasn't born with a body like that. And I mean, right now I'm getting into way better shape. Like I said, this is going to be the year where I get into the best shape of my life, but I'm never going to be an Instagram model. And sometimes it really, like, I will get in a deep Instagram hole where I'm following like all these models, or I'm like clicking from profile to like tagged photo to profile to tagged photo to, you know, whoever's tagged in the photo, and I keep clicking and clicking and clicking, and now I'm at the like Instagram models like aunt's best friend's profile, and something is so annoying about that and negative about that, and I don't like that. And the type of content I want to make is relatable, because the truth is I'm just like anyone. I mean, I'm this small town girl from Indiana. Like, I'm going to pull that card, moving out to LA. And I am just like pretty much all of you that are probably listening. Like this morning I got up and I went to the gym. I got up at 7 a.m. I got to the gym at 7:30 and I did my workout, and then I ran my 3 miles, and I didn't run all 3 miles. I like ran like probably 2 and then I walked 1. But the reality is that I'm proud of myself for getting up and working out, and I feel great for getting up and working out. And that is what is relatable. Like, I want to post on my Instagram that, you know, I did 3 miles, but I walked 2 of them, and, you know, I was really tired, and maybe it wasn't the best workout of my life, but I still got up and did it, and that's what's relatable. So here are some things that I'm going to strive to do better. And I think that you should too, honestly, if you're listening. No filters in my stories, which sometimes, you know what, I'm not feeling myself. I got to put on a filter. Whatever. We're going to do it. The little like purple one with the sparkly like really smooths out the skin. So that's one thing I'm going to try to do. The other thing I'm going to try to do is share what I actually did in my workout. Let's go back to the I am nothing like you. So I underlined the word fun next to the I am nothing like you in the influencer category. And the reason why I underlined this is because I immediately thought of when friends go out to dinner. And you know, when you're all out to dinner with your group of friends and like everyone's like, okay, I'm gonna do an Instagram story. And then like you turn on the flash and like everyone just like gets up from their phone and like does a quick smile or like throws up a peace sign and they act like they're having the best time of their lives. And then as soon as like the video is done, then everyone's like back to their phones, like creeping on people. It's just not as fun as it looks. So I think a big thing that we all need to remember is that it's kind of like a FOMO thing. Like I struggled with FOMO a lot when I moved to LA and all of my Indiana friends were like out partying, living this college life. And I was trying to figure out, I was living my college life too, but it was a lot different. Or even the time change, like they would already be out partying while I was eating dinner. And it really messed with me. And I quickly began to realize, and even though my mom would always say like, Taylor, you're not missing anything out, I think that I realized quickly from even me posting or acting like I was having a better time than I am, which I probably do more than I don't. I think that's a really important thing to remember, that just because someone posts something on social media doesn't mean it's like that in real life and doesn't mean it's as fun as it looks. So what I've come to realize is that the more I am surrounded by influencers and influential people, the more I actually feel better about myself just because of how similar I actually am to them. What's crazy about influencers and influential people is that before I had any influencer friends, or I was even surrounded or in the same room as influential people at all, I even now, like after tons and tons of practice, I mean, all the time, I still get nervous to talk to certain influential people. So my take on this from this whole expo board thing is I wrote out a little list. So this is what I wrote out. Influential people, which equals relatable, which equals sharing struggles, which equals motivating, which equals earning my follow because I can do it too. So what I mean by that is that influential people, the most influential people are those who are vulnerable and real and honest and relatable. And by vulnerable, that means sharing your struggles, sharing your hard times, sharing when you don't get the role or when you don't get number one. Sharing the times that you don't want to get up early to work out, sharing the times that you have a pimple, stuff like that. What I found is that the most relatable people that I follow are actually the people that I follow that I consider the most motivating, because they relate to me and it makes me feel like I can do what they can do because I can, and that earns my follow. So Charlie really inspired me and got my head in this space, and it made me realize that those who don't share their vulnerability are those who are really lying to themselves or pretending to be a character, almost an alter ego, which just is not real or relatable. And I want to be more strict with who I follow and consume content from, because I want to be consuming content from those that are real and attainable and actually motivate me, because there's no sense in following someone that I can't even try to be on the same level as, if that makes sense. In this podcast, I'm also going to do polls because Charlie really got me excited about this topic. And so, of course, I started coming up with polls like I do anytime I get excited about something. I make polls about it. The first question is, money equals happiness, true or false? This was like super easy for me. False. 73% said false. 27% said true. I know a ton of really rich people that aren't happy sometimes too. And yeah, you know what they say, more money, more problems. I think money is a very taboo subject that I really want to talk a lot about more on my podcast. So if anyone knows any like finance people or people that like talking about money or authors of books, speaking of, I'm reading this book right now called Get Money, Live the Life You Want, Not Just the Life You Can Afford by Kristen Wong. Oh my gosh, you guys, it's so good. It's kind of like a workbook on money. By the way, I can't read a book without having a pen in my hand. Like I have to mark and like annotate while I'm reading. It's just the only way I'll pay attention. But it's really cool because you fill out little things on the way. And like, I just graduated and I just got a job. So I had to make a financial plan, which I haven't finished, but I'm trying to read this book so that I can start my like career off the right way. I just really love how she makes it super easy for someone who's not like a finance major like me. Like I would call myself a creative and I'm definitely right brained. So if I can read it, you can. And she makes it very personable and it really has helped me with my finances. I'm not done with it yet, but I would not recommend it if I didn't think it was good. I'm about halfway through and I just highly recommend it. I do think that money does not equal happiness, which she kind of explains in this, but I want to talk more about money. So if anyone knows anyone that would be good on this podcast to do money polls with, let me know. Okay, the best things in life are free. True or false? I would say true. The first things that are coming to mind are like family, friends, people, relationships, sunshine. The only thing that I can think of that's like great that isn't free is food. So yeah, or travel, I guess. Experiences like Coachella, that's expensive. But yeah, you know what they mean. Relationships, family, and friends, there's nothing like it. It's crazy. I could be at the coolest place in the world, like Bora Bora, for instance. And if I'm not with my friends or my family or someone I love, I know I wouldn't have a good time. So I think that just says it all. 64% said it was true, which 36% said it was false. That's a lot of people that are saying it's false. It's like over 2,000 people. It's cray cray. Whenever something really bad happens in your life, do you think, quote, well, it can't get much worse than this. Something good is coming. Do I think like that? Yes. I mean, I wrote this poll. So 69% said yes. 31% said no. I also think there's this one quote that really has never left me. I think I heard it in high school. It goes like this. It says, the greater the struggle, the more glorious the triumph. And I love this quote. I don't know who's by. I should really look that up. But the greater the struggle, the more glorious the triumph, aka the bigger the struggle that you're having, that means the bigger the win or the bigger the positive thing that's coming is going to be. So I try and live my life by this. I am a very optimistic person, which leads into my next question, which are you more of optimist, pessimist? I said optimist and 75% said optimist. I think it's really like, I don't know if brave is the right word, but of the 25% of you that said pessimist, that's interesting. What means more to you, integrity or money? Okay, so I am like cray cray about having a high level of integrity. Like that's all that's what I want my guy in life to have. And I want to share this really amazing quote with you. That I actually have posted on my Instagram a while ago. And this is the quote. No matter how educated, talented, rich, or cool you believe you are, how you treat people ultimately tells all. Integrity is everything. Oh my gosh, that quote like gives me chills. I think it's so true. I'm like so big on integrity. 90% said integrity means more, 10% said money. Another thing about integrity that I want to know is that before I moved to LA, one of the most influential people in my life who I look up to, it's a family friend of mine. I was at their house and I was kind of saying my goodbyes. And when I got my first interview in LA, he told me, he was like, hey, give me a phone call and I'll help you prepare for the interview. So I was talking to him on the phone. It was actually, I think, an interview for Disney, but I was trying to get a spot for like a junior or senior position, like a junior or senior in college. And I was literally an incoming freshman. So I'm cray cray like that. I didn't get it, rightfully so. But anyway, I was preparing for this Disney interview. He said, they're going to ask you, you know, what makes you stand out? And by the way, I want to talk a lot about interviews in a future podcast. Let me know if you're interested. But he said, they're going to ask you, what makes you stand out as, you know, an individual or compared to other people that were interviewing? What makes you stand out, Taylor? And he said, this is what you need to say. He said, I was raised with a high level of integrity, and that's just the way I am. And it's crazy because at first I was kind of like, oh gosh, that's like a little bit confident. You know what I mean? But the truth is I was raised with a high level of integrity, and I'm a firm believer in it. And it is just the way I am. And saying it in the most strong and confident, but also like cool way has worked in every interview. I swear that it's short, it's sweet, it's simple, it gets to the point. Integrity, I think, rules over having skills or a grade point average or anything. People want to work with someone that has a high level of integrity, is going to have their back no matter what. And that's my little 2 cents on integrity. Hope it helps. Is there a difference between influencers and influential people? Yeah, shout out Charlie for, he actually voted in this poll. 92% said yes, 8% said no. The note I kind of wrote on this was, there are influencers who indeed influence, you know, they post an outfit and people want that outfit, or they go to this, you know, hotel and then now I want to go to this hotel, whatever it is. But that doesn't mean they are positively influencing me, which I feel like is the big difference between influencers and influential people, which kind of goes in my next poll. Do influencers, so 63% said influencers generally influence in a positive way. I would agree. And 37% said negative. I would say most of the people that are influencers are trying to be positive. And then those that don't or are lying about what their real life is like, I feel like are just lying to themselves and hurting themselves. And they're also hurting their followers because they're making it seem like we can have the life that they're living when their life isn't real. So next question, do you follow any influencers that influence by not flexing / showing how much money they have? If so, please DM me their ads. So 61% said yes, 39% said no. I follow a lot of influencers that influence by not flexing. I wanted to share, all so many people DM'd me, some amazing people. And then the other thing that was cool, which I'm gonna share all their ads right now, I'm first gonna list the people that I know or have heard of, and then I'm going to talk about the people that I have not heard of. So the first person is Victor Oladipo. Highly recommend following him. He's so real. And he even just got hurt. He like hurt his knee or something playing a basketball game. He's a Pacers player. He played for Indiana University. He's like, oh my gosh, if you want to go on a date, Victor, let me know. I'll take you out. He always posts on his story just like amazing, motivating things. And he's so real. And he does not flex, even though he's an NBA player and he has the ability to flex. Okay, I'm gonna have to fly through all these. Casey Neistat, Shane Dawson, Hannah Meloche. I think that she's really cute, and I think you're right, I have not seen her flex, so props to you, Hannah. And she's really young, which is really cool too. Monica Church, I think her and Shelby are both amazing videographers, which the person that DM'd me said. A ton of you said Alicia and Ashley. By the way, Monica's vlogs are so killer, and Shelby's been killing her videos lately, so check them out. Alicia and Ashley, I think they are both an obvious one to me. They're just so, they're always producing positive quality content. Haley Pham or Pham, I don't know if I'm saying that right, but I follow her on Instagram, and she seems like really cool and funny and creative, which I agree with. Tara Michelle, Danielle, Brooke, Morgan Yates, Kaylee McKenzie, Yes Theory, Whitney Simmons. Those are all the people that you said. And then the people that I didn't know. Okay, I'm gonna fly through these. I'm sorry, pronounce any of them wrong. Hannah Nice, Moxie, Moda Prince, Shut the Kale Up, Hey Maddie Nelson, and that's pretty much it. And I wanna talk about the people that, some of you wrote some really nice things about these people that I wanted to shout them out because I think that's important. I think shouting people out is so underrated, and people like that don't give credit where credit is due is also underrated. So big fan of that. Anyway, this person said Brooke Michio, which obviously I'm biased because I love the crap out of Brooke. I think she's one of the most amazing people ever. But this is what she said, and I thought it was so cute. Brooke's gonna love this. She said, at Brooke Michio, I know she's your friend, which yeah, obviously love her, but she deserves a shout out. Yeah, she has nice things and she does sponsored posts, which you girl, you get that coin and all that, but she never flexes for the sake of flexing. And if I earned money like that, I would buy myself nice things too. Which I think that's so fair. If you earn money and you go out and you work your butt off, go buy yourself a nice purse. Go buy yourself a nice pair of shoes. Whatever you want to treat yourself with, it's your money. But there's a difference between buying yourself a nice thing and then like flexing. She is honestly one of the most real influencers I know. She doesn't hide the normalcy of her life, feeling lazy, being hungover, boys, etc., which I love that about Brooke. Oh my gosh. And I very much appreciate how she hasn't played into the workaholic culture because the lifestyle is so unrealistic for most people, LOL. And because of that, she is more of an influence. I think that's so cool about the workaholic thing because I try and be a workaholic, which sometimes is not relatable to people, but I would say I like to work hard and whatever. But I think it's so cool being so in tune and secure with yourself and being like, heck yeah, I'm hungover. Like, I'm trying to get my homework done, which I think Brooke is just an absolute queen at. And the person that wrote this, just so you can know, so I can brag on Brooke a little bit more, she's even more amazing in person, and she's so funny in herself, and I would say she's so secure. Like, something about Brooke being so secure is so attractive and awesome to me. So, and she's just an amazing friend. Yeah, that was like my favorite one because, like, obviously it was about Brooke. But moving right along to the polls. Do you follow any influencers that make you feel bad / down after consuming their content? And I said, I want to know why. DM me. So 39% said yes, 61% said no. I think the people that said no are lying because they're not being realistic with the fact that some people that they follow, even though they're preaching a positive message, sometimes it makes them feel bad because they're preaching an unrealistic message. I feel like there's a big misconception there. So this is what a bunch of people DM'd me. I'm gonna read some of these. I screenshotted my favorites. She said, unrealistic expectations. All I gotta say, love pretty pics of people in Dubai or the Maldives. Or is it Maldives? I don't know. Every other week, but it sometimes makes you feel like your life isn't as good as theirs. Not always though, just not the best example when you're having a bad mental day, which I agree. I just think you need to be aware. I don't think that's the person you follow's fault. I think it's just you need to be aware that that's not realistic sometimes. And just because they're in Bora Bora, like I said, like, if they're not with their friends and family, doesn't mean they're having a best time. Or sometimes even when you're with your friends and family, you could be in a fight. Like, doesn't mean it's all good, fam. This person said they're too perfect and show no vulnerability or how they got to their success. I love that. I think not showing vulnerability is bad. I think it's really unhealthy, actually, for glamorizing an unhealthy mental, physical, and spiritual lifestyle. So that's kind of what people said in regards to the, do they follow influencers that make them feel bad? Okay, I have another. I always say this. Here's the next poll. You are your five best friends. 68% said yes, 32% said no. I would say yes, completely, 100%. You are who you surround yourself with, and you need to be very particular about who you surround yourself with because it's very important. That last question rooted this question, which you are who you consume content from. And this is a tough one for me because I voted yes, and I agree. I think it says a lot about who you watch or who you're letting invade your brain space. You know, when I was younger, my parents wouldn't let me watch certain like shows on MTV. They're like, that's, you'll lose brain cells for that. And I thought it was so stupid because all I wanted to watch was like Room Raiders and like the juicy stuff on that. But I think now I'm much more conscious and particular about who I let into my life, even if it's a podcast or if it's a YouTube video. I try to watch people that motivate me or I can learn something from because it makes me feel better about myself. The one person that truly just actually just entertains me and makes me laugh that I don't necessarily like get educational use from, I'm sure I do in some aspects, I don't know, is like David Dobrik's vlogs. I think he's just like pure entertainment, which I think that's fine. It's 4 minutes and 20 seconds of my life. 54% said yes, though. I thought that was interesting. The next poll is, if you are a fashion blogger, flexing is a part of your job. So I want to talk a little bit about flexing real quick. So I looked up flexing, and on Urban Dictionary, I don't mean like, oh, flexing your muscles. I mean like flexing. Basically, on Urban Dictionary, it says flexing equals showing off / fronting. Example, man, he always flexing when he with his boys. Example two, a lying ass, in reality, a broke ass person who is always saying they have this and that, but they don't. For example, I think this is a lot of people in LA, especially those, like, I feel like so many people in LA have a G-Wagon but live in a shack, or they have I use this example all the time, you guys, they have a Gucci bag with no money in it. It's like having like a body with no bones in it, aka not stable. A body with no bones could not stand up, and a Gucci bag with no money is no good either. Means you can't stand up either. So yeah, that's kind of like what flexing means. To go back to the actual root of the question, if you are a fashion blogger, flexing is a part of your job. Essentially, if you're a fashion blogger, showing off your clothes and stuff is a part of your job, which you could say yes, in the sense that yeah, like showing off your clothes is flexing, but I disagree. I don't think it is a part flexing, in my opinion, the way that I see the definition of flexing. That's not a part of a fashion blogger's job. A fashion blogger is to express their style. It's a form of expressing yourself, your creativity, true fashion and style, and how you, you know, composite a whole outfit together, being different. I think great prime examples of fashion bloggers who don't flex and who do an amazing job of expressing themselves through fashion, I feel like they're the D1 fashion bloggers. They're the gold medalist of fashion blogging because they truly have style. They truly are creative. And honestly, let's be honest, like fashion blogging is 95% photography too. They're really, really, really specific, and you can see there's a lot of detail with their photographs. Anyway, the people that I'm hyping up are Tezza, Olivia Rink, and Brighton Keller. I think they do an absolute phenomenal job of expressing fashion, and they're true fashion bloggers. Like, I would say they're primarily all about fashion, especially Tezza. She is just, I mean, absolutely incredible. Olivia and Brighton, I feel like, dip into other things, which they're people that I am always paying attention to. They're both great. But yeah, I would highly recommend following all of them. And then the last question I asked was, is blocking people on social media petty? I would say no, 100% not. I think blocking is healthy. Out of sight, out of mind, get the hate out of your mind. Is blocking people on social media petty? 33% said yes, 67% said no. I think, like, this also, to go back to my roots of dating, I think that if you're trying to get over someone or an ex, or, you know, you're trying to get over someone, totally use those. Instagram has those features for a reason. Block, mute, unfollow, or I think muting is a beautiful thing. I have so many people on mute that, like, even people that, like, I know, but that I don't receive, like, positive vibes from, just mute them. I don't think it's petty at all. I think it's, like, a great thing to do to help better yourself. So that's my opinion on that. Thank you guys so much for voting in TK's Juicy Polls. I am just blown away by the response of this podcast. My goal is just to blow this thing up this year, and your support means everything to me. I mean, seriously, I can't even explain to you how excited I am, how happy this podcast makes me feel. And I love, love, love meeting new guests. So if you have any guest requests, please, my DMs are always open. I'm always checking them. I always normally respond, even if it takes a while. Like, I will go through all my DMs and respond. I'm a little behind right now. But thank you guys so much for listening. Please, please, please leave a 5-star rating. And if you want to just rate, great. It's short and sweet. I really appreciate it. Even more, I would love for you to leave a review. It helps me out a ton. It seriously helps in the algorithm. And to be honest, let's, like, just be honest here. Like, the more of you that listen to this and the more feedback I get, the more it makes me want to record and produce good content for you. So it means the world if you, like, write a little review. You know, write any requests you have in the review. I would totally love to hear your request. And I see you. I hear you. I take, like, comments deep to heart. Make sure you follow me on Instagram at TK's Juicy Polls. I just changed my @, and I'm so excited about it. I'm full-fledged going into this whole poll world, and I'm making this my brand, and I'm so excited for you guys to come along with me. Make sure you vote in my polls. Hey, if you're even bored, you know, like, hanging by the fire while you're eating fondue. No, I'm just kidding. I'm not Justin Bieber. But even if you're, you know, hanging around with your friends and you don't know what to do, or if you're hanging out with your sorority sisters and you stayed in for the night, pull out my polls and ask, and, like, start a little game. That's what I do all the time. When people are bored, we like start debating polls. It's super fun. It's also a great conversation starter. Like if you're texting a crush or something, you're trying to get to know someone, use my polls as inspo. And then I have one more challenge for you. If you like this podcast, I want you to try and tell one friend about it and see how they like it too. That would just mean the world to me. Just tell one friend or send them a link or, you know, send a link to someone you actually think that would genuinely like that. That would mean the world to me. Anyway, I'm going to stop talking your ear off. I hope you guys have the best day ever. Be sure to follow me at TK's Juicy Polls. Rate and review. Love you guys so much. And make sure you take some time out of your day to make someone else's day. Love you guys so much. Peace.